Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
622, Tommy Tucker, WWL. I was supposed to be off today through the week, but I wanted to come back because of what happened in the French Quarter and, you know, thoughts and prayers is over said, but I was just shocked. You know, my kid got married on New Year's Eve, which is really great because they'll have a great anniversary, right? And it was a very low-key wedding in Ruston, Louisiana. So I drove up there on Monday with a two-tier wedding cake, nervously. And then, you know, the day of a wedding, as a parent, you know, is very stressful. This, that, the other thing got to happen here, timing and all of that, and pick up that, go here, get that, do this over here, make sure that works. And then after this news, driving back yesterday, it was a pretty stressful 3 days. Not much of a vacation, but that's nothing compared to what happened on Bourbon Street. And I'm not trying to make this about me at all. I'm just saying that yesterday afternoon, if you think about cognitive dissonance that happens with the first of the year, the end of the holidays, the end of vacation, your kid getting married. I was a mess yesterday, I got to tell you. And I didn't really realize the significance of my kid getting married because they were together for a long time. Until I was driving home yesterday afternoon and reflecting on all this, it hit me around Macomb, Mississippi, that when your kid gets married, that's a big, giant deal, right? That's a giant milestone in life. And I guess between all the hurry up and between the news that I got early on in the morning yesterday, I didn't have time to reflect on it. And I'm sure at some point I will. I know whenever something like what happened on Bourbon Street happens, we always, as I said earlier, look for somebody to hate, somebody to blame. And we forget that sometimes that's one and the same. The person that committed the crime, this evil person that committed the crime, that's who you hate and that's who you blame. We don't know yet what happened. We do know that not all Muslims are bad. We do know that violent Islamist extremists who want to hurt the country are bad. We don't know if the bollards would have made a difference or not because they've never been at Canal Street. They're being installed at Canal Street, or if they are movable, as far as I understand, the guy could have driven his heavy electric truck around the bollards on the sidewalk. It happens in New York, too. I think that some of this is a product, and we have this discussion after every terrorist attack, of living in a free society, whether it's a mass shooting, whether it's a terrorist attack in this case, no matter what, if you're going to live in a free society, sometimes stuff like this happens and you want to blame, go back and look and say, well, this could have done that and you could have done this. Okay, you can block off Bourbon Street to traffic, but how are you going to get deliveries in and out? It's a viable commercial district. How are you going to do that? I do know that a press conference, while the bodies of the victims are still lying on Bourbon Street, is not the time to make cheap political points by taking shots at the director of Homeland Security or the media, as did John Kennedy did yesterday. Senator, I know you. You are better than that. You're smarter than that. Act better than that. It embarrasses the state and the city. Be smarter. Be better. Again, I know you. And I know this is not you. This cornpone act that you put on, this comedic rooster, whoever you're trying to be. And then I saw you on Fox News last night. This coulda, that coulda, this coulda. Don't spread all that stuff, John Kennedy. Be better than that, please. You're a U.S. senator. For the love of God, act like it. Because it seems contradictory to call for unity while you're making cheap political points at a press conference. Just shut up and let the people do their work and act like a senator, John Kennedy. If you disagree, call in, please, because I'd love to talk to you about this. As I understand it, we tried to have him on yesterday and he refused to come on. And again, I will admit that as soon as I heard a Texas license plate, I jumped to drunk illegal immigrant. Here we go, causing more mayhem. And that's probably based on my own frame of references here from seeing so many cars without license plates, so many brown people. I'll say it. I'll be fair about it, honest. Driving cars here in Belchase with the plant that's going on and tying up the traffic. So immediately you go to your frame of reference without estate workers, Texas license plates, and that's who it is, right? That's not what it is at all. And I'm just being honest because I'm asking you to hold off on judgment until we know what we don't know now. And there are a lot of details to come out. NBC is the only people that are reporting right now. According to Associated Press, investigators have reviewed video of three men and a woman placing explosive in New Orleans amid the investigation of the terrorist attack. The FBI maybe is searching for those four suspects, maybe are not, because there is some confusion as to whether it was three and the guy that's dead or four and the guy that's dead. But a senior law enforcement, and NBC is the only people that are reporting this, told NBC News that four people believed to have planted bombs in New Orleans have been ruled out as suspects. According to NBC, the video of the four people was the basis for the FBI's suspicion that Jabbar did not act alone. NBC reports that the FBI is still not prepared that he carried out the attack alone. And again, I still don't think we know if this was sanctioned by ISIS, or he just took this upon himself to do it. We don't know what was going on in this guy's head. He had financial difficulty. I think we might have some audio of his Facebook post that we might be able to play later for you. Well, text lines are open, 504-260-187. If you have any thoughts, let me know. Tommy Tucker back in a flash, WWL. All right, 6:30, Tommy Tucker, WWL. John Kennedy didn't have time to come on the official emergency management station, which we are, WWL, but he did have time to go on Fox News yesterday and spread a whole bunch of stuff that was just crap. This could be this, that could be that. There are a lot of things out there. Some of them true, some aren't. I'm not going to allow the government not to give us the resources we don't need. The government never said they weren't going to give us the resources. He's treading on the body of these poor dead people on Bourbon Street to make cheap political points. Senator, do yourself, do the state a favor. Just resign your damn seat and let another Republican take it over, please, that doesn't do a foghorn leghorn impersonation and make an idiot of himself. Time for WWL First News.